Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Today we're in California. The voice you hear in the distance is that of California Governor Gavin Newsom. He just told the crowd that a month ago, California had a test positivity rate of 11.4%. Today, it is 3.5. As the test positivity rate around the country plummets in just about every state, you keep hearing about a light at the end of the tunnel. There is. And vaccinations is what will get the American people there. Today in Los Angeles, a federal vaccination site opened up, the first of its kind in the country. There's a second one that opened in Oakland. This site is being run by active duty military men and women who are administering the vaccines in underserved communities.